Good afternoon, everybody. I'm delighted to be with you today. This is amongst my most favorite annual events. I greatly enjoy talking to students and youth, and in particular about career employment opportunities. So I understand that there are a number of MCB, legally blind consumers present, but there are also others with different disabilities. I will talk about a few things that are generic to kids of all disabilities, and I'll also mention a few specific things relative to MCB and opportunities specifically available for legally blind young adults. Since I was here last year, in Washington, a new federal law was passed. That law is called the Workforce Innovation and Opportunities Act, or WIOA. And it's groundbreaking legislation, and it's all about employment. In fact, this legislation is oftentimes referred to as the job-driven legislation. For those of you who are students prior to graduating from high school, it provides significantly additional resources for agencies like the Mass Commission for the Blind or the Mass Rehab Commission to invest in you. Specifically, it calls for something called pre-employment transition services, and it provides for a set-aside of a significant portion of our federal grant to make available to students who are on the vocational rehabilitation track and are interested in benefiting from pre-employment transition services. In fact, we're going to need to increase the amount of services that we provide to younger students in order to not leave any money behind in Washington. So this is a very exciting development. The law has been passed, but how the law is interpreted via regulations is still in the process of evolving. So we are learning more about what WIOA means to all of you, and that will likely take the balance of this year before we're able to entirely operationalize WIOA. So I wanted to share that very positive development with you. I'm next going to talk a little bit about some MCB initiatives, and then Cheryl has asked me to talk about what MCB does in the field of self-employment, and then I'm very much looking forward to introducing you to another speaker who works on a daily basis in the field of self-employment. So first, MCB, new initiatives. We recently launched a new internship opportunity, something called Project Search. For the last 11 years, we've provided summer internship opportunities. Those internships have been geared primarily for youth on the higher educational track, looking for a work experience in the summer, either in their later years of high school or while attending college. I'll come back to Project Search in a minute. I simply want to mention some of the summary results of our MCB summer internship program over the last 11 years. We've had more than 500 different internships at about 260 different business partner employment sites, and we're very pleased to report that the majority of those interns that went through our program, be it once or multiple times, once they graduated from college, they did achieve employment. So that suggests strongly that internships are one of the great vehicles towards ultimately achieving employment. And that's true, I think, whether you're disabled or not. It's very, very important to have that world work experience, to be able to build your resume and point to specific internship opportunities. It's also a great opportunity for our interns to be emissaries in their place of employment about what the great work that students and youth that are disabled can do. We decided, as a complement to our summer internship program, to investigate something called Project Search, which is a national internship model that boasts very high levels of employment for disabled students. We are the first blindness agency in the country to apply Project Search to exclusively blind consumers. We have two Project Search sites. One is at Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary, and the other is at Cambridge Health Somerville Hospital. This is a long-term internship opportunity, and it's 9 months with interns rotating through three different jobs for 3 month stints in each position. And it's primarily for those youth that aren't necessarily on the college-bound track, but very much have the skills and desire to work. We support our consumers at the Project Search work sites with job coaches and a job developer. And the goal is for those interns that go through Project Search to be placed either in the place of their internship or in a similar position elsewhere at the end of their 9 month internship. So we're very excited about this new program, and I look forward to reporting to you next year, hopefully some very positive outcomes from that new internship program. The other new initiative that I want to quickly reference is we've launched a statewide mentorship program for MCB consumers, and this is available to students on the VR track of any age. You need not even be 18 years old to consider the advantages of working with a mentor, which tend to be somebody older, that's also legally blind, that has worked or is still working. And for those in the room that may be a little bit older, I want to point out that I was declared legally blind at the age of 36. And the first thing that I turned to was mentors, older blind individuals. So this wasn't part of any MCB program. This is something that I did on my own. It's really very important to take advantage of mentorship opportunities. It's an opportunity for you to see what is employment like through the eyes of someone that's been there and done that. So we've got 28 pairings thus far statewide, and if you feel as a legally blind student or youth that this might be something you're interested in, please contact your MCB VR counselor and let him or her know. Let me talk a little bit about self-employment. Self-employment is synonymous with the word entrepreneurial. Most that are self-employed consider themselves to be entrepreneurs. Well, what is an entrepreneur? An entrepreneur is someone that's willing to take some risk. Starting a business is full of risks. So you're taking both potentially reputational risk, and you also might be taking some financial risk if, in order to start your business, you need to get financing from a bank, as an example. No one can consider becoming, or no one should consider becoming an entrepreneur without having worked through a business plan. And our next speaker, I'm sure, will touch upon what's involved in a business plan. I come from a business background, and so I tend to think in terms of things like, well, what is the market for this product or service? And how am I going to market it? And how much is it going to cost me to start my business? And how long might it take before I can start generating some revenue and begin paying myself a salary? So there's a whole range of sort of what-ifs that one needs to go through to put together a business plan. And as you will hear from our next speaker, there are some great nonprofits out there, including the nonprofit that our speaker works for, whose mission it is to assist disabled consumers in putting together professional business plans. MCB has a business enterprise program for those qualified vocational rehabilitation consumers that are interested in starting their own business or becoming self-employed. Again, self-employment is not for everyone. If you want to make a tremendous amount of money and you're willing to work really, really hard, then maybe this is a vocational avenue that you want to further explore. Some of the wealthiest people in the world, actually most of them, were entrepreneurs. Pointing out just a few, Sam Walton, who founded Walmart, or Bill Gates, who founded Microsoft. They started with next to nothing, and they obviously built substantial corporations. Certainly Steve Jobs, who founded Apple, is another well-known entrepreneur. MCB, in terms of a vocational rehabilitation client interested in starting a business, first of all, we're going to support you in the same way as we would any VR consumer, making sure that you've got the requisite skills. And in the blindness world, that means in particular orientation and mobility, assistive technology, and rehab teaching so that you're well organized and presented. You obviously have to have great soft skills. I understand that this morning there were some discussion around the critical importance of developing soft skills for whatever your vocational pursuits are. All of that applies whether you go to work for somebody or you are trying to start your own business. If you have the requisite skills and you are able to present with the help of nonprofits, a professional business plan, then we are able to provide limited initial funding for your business. And that could be everything from your initial inventory, maybe your first month rent, maybe your first insurance premium, because most businesses need to be insured. What we will not do is we will not co-sign a loan and we will not provide funding for capital improvements for a business. What I just described is generically true of any vocational rehabilitation consumer, whether they're blind or not. Specifically, MCB has a program that is a national program that's available to any blind consumer 18 or over that's a U.S. citizen, and it's a program that was founded under something called the Randolph-Shepard Act that goes back to 1936. So this is a federal law that provides blind consumers with a preference to operate food businesses in federal office buildings. Here in Massachusetts, we have something called a mini Randolph-Shepard Act, which theoretically gives the same priority to blind consumers looking to provide food service in a building that is owned or leased by the Commonwealth. The Randolph-Shepard program is very much an entrepreneurial program. We support it in the same fashion as I just described for any business enterprise, meaning we will provide the limited initial startup funding. But it's a program, obviously, that attempts to give blind consumers an advantage in the sense of preferences to operate in federal and state buildings. Every good program deserves its own business plan or strategic plan, and MCB is in the process of reinventing our Randolph-Shepard program to make it more attractive to younger consumers. It's a work that's in progress, but one that we're very serious in following through on. For those of you who feel like you might have an entrepreneurial bug and you might want to try setting out on your own, and even if you're still in school, it's certainly not too soon to start investigating Randolph-Shepard and speaking with your vocational rehabilitation counselor. Again, Randolph-Shepard is just for blind, disabled consumers. That's a brief summary of how MCB approaches self-employment. It is one of our VR tools and one, frankly, that I'd like to see us do more around.